and you'll be good to go, okay? Now get ready to pause. One, two, three, pause.
And we're back.
Metro Golden Meyer, never heard of him.
Oh yeah, they're a real movie studio like Alfred Higgins Productions.
Ah, okay.
Strong Criterion Collection vibes here, like Jim Cotta is a respected but lesser-known Kurosawa film.
Come here, Norton. I'm gonna Jim Cotta you, but good.
Also starring this hanging rod in a dark closet.
This music keeps threatening to be shipping up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys.
Despotovich is dangerously close to Badenoff.
As far as I know, the screenplay is just the word Gymkhana a few hundred times.
Oh, that guy directed Enter the Dragon. Maybe this is Enter the Dragon.
What? You know it isn't.
Let me dream, Mike.
Yeah, the Olympics got better when the camera stopped zooming in this close.
Hurry up, the Budweiser Clydesdales are coming.
Oh, maybe the horses symbolize the massive deuce he's struggling to hold in right now.
Oh, what a horrible thought.
What? Fear of that is literally the only thing that kept me from competing in the Olympics.
Stop that. He flipped off that bar and landed right in the middle of a Conan movie.
Oh man, I'm so lost. I gotta get back to surgery.
Kevin Sorbo?
Sorry, Kevin. It's a different guy.
Disappointed!
I knew I should have brought sleeves.
Corporate retreat is insane. Can't we just do trust falls?
A little help. Me and my flag got stuck here.
I guess it's called Gymkhana because this is what gym class used to feel like.
Doing dumb rope stuff while your enemies watch? Yeah, pretty accurate.
Another one of Hawkeye's dark periods.
Come along, Cabot. Can't explain the game.
Now back off.
And you believe the fool.
Wedding ring, good for him.
Oh, tell my pit stains I loved them.
Yeah, sometimes when you're competing, you have to fantasize about a man being shot with a bow while he crosses a rope. It's good for focus.
Helps you hold in the massive deuce, too. Big reveal is that he's doing this all alone inside an abandoned circuit city.
Yeah, parallel bars are easy. Call me when you can do this on the perpendicular bars.
Crotch, the motion picture.
And some guy shoots him with an arrow.
Wonder if I could pull off that hairstyle.
Gymnastics groupies get no respect.
I remember all the hours Dad and I spent out there.
Looking at this photo of me and some man with a pipe.
Sure.
Good. Because for the next 2 months...
You're going to toughen your mind and your body.
It's going to make your Olympic training look like finger painting.
Hi, Mickey. Hey, Roy.
Hey, boss.
Hey, Terry.
Those men among others out there will train you. Any questions?
None.
Except when do I start finger painting?
You recognize him?
Count of Parmistan.
What do you know about his country?
It's a tiny mountain nation in the middle of the Hindu Kush range.
Ooh, Hindu Kush. That's top shelf at the dispensary.
Who's this?
I don't know.
His name's Zamir. He intends to overthrow the Khan and sell the country to the other side. And he's a viper. And your welfare is of no interest to him.
We all just pretending to know what he's a viper means?
We're interested in Parmistan for one reason, and that's location. A Star Wars satellite station inside Parmistan could monitor all the other satellites around the world.
Monitoring all the other fake countries like Parmistan.
In case of nuclear attack. Now, in our hands. Such a system could save millions of lives. But in the wrong hands.
It could be used for a 5G cellular network.
Now, the Khan is being challenged inside his country by a radical group. They'd like to open the borders and sell the satellite station to the other side.
Why don't we send in the troops?
Let's release hell upon them.
The reaction is out of style, my friend. Finesse. But there is one chance for one man. Anyone who enters Parmistan must play the game.
Qbert, they love it in Parmistan.
He wins. He's allowed his life and one request.
And if he loses?
Then what happens then?
Look, how do we know somebody else hasn't already gone in there and won the game?
No outsider has won the game in over 900 years.
William the Conqueror had some sick moves.
What we know is that other countries are training their athletes right now. A lot of people want that one request. There's someone I want you to meet. You know, your father was hampered by a lack of knowledge about the game.
Also, your father played the game. Forgot to mention that.
Can you tell me more about my father?
No.
Jonathan Cabot, may I present the Princess Rubali of Parmistan?
Princess?
The princess is an expert at the game, and she'll be handling your training from now on.
She came straight from drum major practice.
Part of the training, huh? What, a game?
Nutcutter!
Hey! Ooh. Hey, wait!
What she's saying is, don't trust anybody.
Hope to tell you.
Hope to tell you what? This movie doesn't know how sentences work.
Yosh.
Babe, back to the staircase thing. I want to see him go all Linda Blair.
There are many sounds around us. Each slide is different. So small as to go unnoticed.
Do you like my bird? Why you didn't say anything about my bird.
Unaware. Do you not hear the wood split? Hear the only sound of axe cutting air.
And the smell of axe body spray.
Read the air itself. It has much to say to you.
You gotta remember, they will skin you if you're not real good. You gotta outsmart them, you gotta outquick them.
They threw every type of training montage into a blender and made a smoothie.
I know I'll outsleep them.
Yosh, go ahead.
So, is this part of the game?
Nah, we're just with you.
No. Dame.
Tying that guy's blindfold was a major part of the training.
It's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now watch. Oh, bees! Bees! They're all around me! Get them off quick! Oh, bees! Bees! Oh, they're crawling in my ear! Help me! This is not part of the training, I assure you! Oh, my God! God, how there are so many bees! Get them off, please! Bees!
Okay?
Yeah, I learned all that just by watching you. No need to test me or anything.
Sweep the leg!
That's a different movie. He is not karate's bad boy.
One more time to be forgiven and do it.
Oh, now he knows what to do if someone casually offers him a knife.
Not quick enough. Oh.
You're looking good.
I disagree.
He does crazy things.
The game's never the same. Other countries are training their best men now to defeat you.
She's driving me nuts. You know she doesn't talk?
The princess will come around. Interesting background. Her mother was Indonesian.
Wow. That's only true of hundreds of millions of people.
You know, one of the problems that you've got to face is being able to distill the essence of what you've learned.
Surely you must have more interesting background. No?
You know karate and your own special gymnastics.
This new field sobriety test is a bit harsh. Hey!
Stop growling at me. Stop it.
Come on, put some matchbox cars and Legos on those stairs, you wimps.
Come on.
Good morning, princess.
Do you know how Indonesian my mother was? It's very interesting.
Morning, Jonathan. You're looking handsome as always.
What? Oh man, that works? When I tried it for a girl and woke up from the coma 3 weeks later, she'd moved to a different state.
Well. Like a log.
The revolting impression of her is really winning her over.
That was all just to show off both sides of his mullet.
Yeah, that should have happened immediately.
Don't trust anybody, right? Sometimes you just gotta take a chance.
And he loses an ear.
I'll allow it, mate.
You will be flown to your rendezvous and taken by boat to the border town of Caribou. About 100 miles from Istanbul on the Caspian Sea.
Which is weird, because the Caspian Sea is 1,400 miles from Istanbul.
The salt mine?
Oh, you'll see. Mackle will then provide you with the necessary weapons and equipment for the game. Jonathan.
I hear you, sir.
A bag of hammers.
Jonathan, what town are you going to?
Caribou, on the Caspian Sea.
Oh, yeah, that one. Don't go to the one on Lake Tahoe.
Right there.
Okay, let's see if massage kata turns into sex kata. Yep, always does.
Ah, that caraball. Now they finally nailed it down.
Wait, this isn't the Caspian Sea. Dang it, we're pulling into Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Packers!
Ah, the beautiful fish head rendering plant.
As a gymnast, he's used to pretty small crowds showing up to greet him.
That'll be Mackle. They call him the Stork.
Call me Stork and I'll kill you on the spot.
You're welcome to town.
Thank you.
The men will take care of your bags. Please.
We put you up at the Ocado Lodge, Carabao, on the Caspian Sea.
Oh, among other things here.
It's a nice boat. I suppose one of many.
Well, boats and buses. Compliments of the American taxpayer.
It figures.
Wow, already cynical about government overspending on buses.
Yes, he said the word salt mine. This guy is a super spy, all right.
Look at that mine.
Over here, please.
As you know, no firearms of any type are allowed in Carmista. Get caught with a gun and they'll chop your head off.
Beheading. That's good. I like that.
Each of these is custom made with modern alloys. Looks ordinary enough, huh?
No, it looks worse than a normal axe.
Very impressive.
Yes.
Half Indonesians are a naturally curious people.
But don't! Press that. The blade's spring-loaded and it'll kill a man at 20 feet.
Fine piece of wood.
Her first line in the movie! Go to hell, Rosebud.
The only way we can get you into Parmistan is by pack mule. And then not all the way. As the princess knows, you'll have to use your raft for the final leg of the trip.
And he slices open his hands and the mission's over. Gymkhana!
You could go into town. I will send a couple of Paley's men with you.
Collection of Middle Eastern merchants? Bizarre.
Rotten hell, Mike.
You, Mike. I'm gonna smoke the hell out of a hookah.
Government spies always in the market for low-priced candlesticks.
Lowball an offer on a samovar, that's right, oh yeah.
Come on, let's both break his lamp.
They should be beheaded for their terrible frolicking. They're not good at it.
No, yes.
You are American.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes a solid point.
Don't bother. It
might stop big riot.
So much for terrible nightlife.
Back to selling fudgesicles.
There's just a little anti-American sentiment running around, but I think...
Sorry, I just wanted to try before I buy. My bad.
Gymkhana, finally, it's legitimate.
Wow.
Is it? This is for wearing a ski sweater in a hot desert climate.
Man. Now it's just average guys coming to take a punch at him. Kind of brings that out in people.
And those candlesticks are calling to him. Such a bargain.
Gorged himself on pomegranates.
You good, brah? Guess not.
Goofy sound.
Meanwhile, somewhere there's a wall, I guess, and a car?
Help! Where am I? What door am I pounding on right now? Help!
They grab Rabali.
I know. I heard. Come in. Come in.
Maybe the taxi driver will forget you never paid.
It's obvious that Zamir knows every move we're making. Hundreds of miles away and he still reaches us.
What moves are they making? He went shopping and got into a fight.
I'll kill him.
The chessboard is moving.
Where's your volley?
In the walled city of Carabao.
City of Carabao. Okay, I'll just start searching all the Carabaos in the world. Be more specific, damn it.
Fortified mansion of his.
Where is that?
It's all in your briefing package.
Can't be comforting to learn he didn't even crack open his briefing package.
Damerlane is Amir's man. You're going into Farmistan alone.
Just be ready for two of us, Colonel.
Have two bags of orange slices and two juice boxes ready.
Elaine! Elaine!
He also mashes the elevator button to make it come faster.
Yeah, a drunk guy from an airport lounge.
He's gonna hide in a basket, then Indy's gonna watch him get blown up in a truck.
Camera guy got locked in his van.
It's okay, just run past. I'll get you.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. Gymnastics bars are rare outdoor features, but remember, this is Carabao on the Caspian Sea.
Yep. That's what it's known for. Oh, that's on me. I really should have seen that coming.
I was delivering medicine to the children's hospital.
You okay? Okay? Are you okay? You'll be fine.
I taste copper and can't see out of my left eye.
You'll be fine.
Well, guys, he is wearing a red shirt, so we can only hope.
Ooh, yeah.
Once the Khan knows that we have, he will gladly relinquish his throne in exchange of your life.
Tommy's brother, Tyler Wiseau.
In exchange of your life.
Did I not just leave? I could have sworn. Oh, well.
Sorry, old man. There's no I in Gymkata.
My eyes! I mean, my eye. Sorry.
Front door unattended. Balcony, multiple guards.
Can we not afford the Wilhelm scream?
My little friend, is that you? If so, hello?
Who's there? Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
That was way easier than kicking, guys. Guns rule!
You want to bring it with you, or...?
Is the fire extinguisher okay?
Robert De Niro, Kenny Loggins, they're cops.
No. When you say time to take out the trash, you don't literally shoot at trash. It's the catchphrase.
Fleeing gunfire in a strange city? Consider abject silence.
Oh, crap! Is what I would say if we weren't remaining weirdly silent for some reason.
I've
I've got a clear shot.
Or I guess they were nowhere near me. Double fine now.
This is where all that practice walking upstairs on your hands really pays off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey! Da-da-da-da-da. The Joker thing.
See, this is why he usually never travels without a pommel horse in his fanny pack.
Oh, they do not take kindly to inanimate objects in Caraball on the Caspian Sea.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
Somewhere in town, a fruit stand owner is quaking in fear.
Smart move not crashing into them so you can shoot at them later.
Yeah, you park in front of bottles, you deserve this.
Even Billy from Family Circus thinks they need to pick a more direct route.
The cop mistook him for a bottle.
The boxes were full of ramps!
Can't a weird old guy calibrate his hi-fi to pretzel logic in peace?
God, come in.
Yep, that's how I answered the door during caroling season.
With the gun,
they were waiting for me.
Oh, the place was on alert.
These people have spies everywhere.
Lots of years to the ground.
What the hell is this, Stork?
What did you forget?
None of this stuff has been done. Nothing's been passed.
Oh, by the way, we killed a bunch of guys and they're hot on our trail.
I don't think we'll be able to make it in time.
What's the story, Mackle? Oh,
this is a real shame, Cabot.
No, the Vlasic pickle mascot is dead.
Stork. Different Stork.
I always said that special intelligence should have handled this whole operation.
And not a gymnast? Well, weird.
Double black. Well, that cleans up things here. You leave in the morning.
Didn't expect Jim Cotter to have a higher body count than Rambo.
Give me some Parmistan music. You know, something foreign-y, Asian-y. Parmesan!
Donkey Cotter.
Nope.
No.
They're on their way to visit the head of the Quickie Mart.
The pitch for this movie was James Bond goes to summer camp.
I kind of wish I spent more time learning how to raft and less chopping wood.
I think the director just bet someone he could kill Kirk Thomas on camera.
So what's Scott Hamilton like?
A figure skater, not a gymnast.
Uh-oh. It's the gymnast from the rival high school across town.
What about Dan Jansen?
Look, just admit you don't know the names of any other male gymnasts.
Hey, look, it's Scott Hamilton.
Damn it!
The donkey rental place sent these guys after Kurt stiffed them on the tip.
Man, those deliverance guys took it easy on us. I'm almost a little offended.
Ooh, what fun.
Yeah, too bad all those donkeys drowned.
Yeah.
Riders on the store, oh well, really more of a brisk autumn day.
Interesting background about them. Several don't care for raisins.
Stay back. I know Dick Pound.
Hey, right behind you. Just gotta stow our life jackets properly.
Float like a butterfly, sting like Mary Lou Retton.
For God's sake, princess, grab an oar and crack a skull or two.
Storing life jackets.
The final boss is a backup dancer from Paula Abdul's Forever Your Girl tour.
Street Fighter Beta.
That's for kicking too noisily.
Rivali. Chef Boyardee overstuffed Rivali.
Where am I?
Neurotic massage parlor. You ready for round two?
Where's the Princess Rivali? What's going on?
You'll get no answer. She has no time.
Ralphie dared her to lick a flagpole.
Who are you?
Commander Zamir, advisor to the Khan. You sent me here to welcome you to our country.
Chicken Parmistan.
I already had that. When do I meet the Khan?
Tomorrow. The Khan will be presiding over an explanation of the game.
David Fincher can be confusing.
After the banquet, the next day, you will play.
That's what I'm here for.
If there is anything I can do for you, please ask.
Consider me a human Clippy.
There is one thing. The Princess Rivali, where is she?
With her father, of course. And, as I said, welcome.
Thanks.
Personally, I reject any welcome that doesn't involve a happy face sticker.
No. Okay.
Alright. Ooh, that's one fancy pet rock.
The first challenge is a 3-mile run across the swamp to the second obstacle, a 200-foot rope climb. From there, it is but a half mile to the gorge.
So the tyrant of Parmistan spends his time making little dioramas?
That will lead you, dead or alive, to the high forest. If successful, you will enter the village of the damned.
It's called that because there's no Applebee's.
There is the final 5-mile run.
Excuse me, a lot of Applebee's, that's why.
It is not all at great risk. It is also a test of endurance, as you will see. And remember, instinct must carry you as well.
Instinct and blood doping.
Here. But on land itself, it might be easy to get lost. Take a wrong turn.
There will be judges to show the way. There can be no mistakes. Anyone trying to avoid an obstacle will be instantly killed.
How come American Ninja Warrior doesn't have that rule?
If you'll excuse me now, gentlemen, I must go play king for my people.
That's what Joss Whedon says before he goes on stage at Comic-Con.
Must be the line for the Boromir auditions.
These men have been convicted of grave crimes.
They did not shower before entering the pool.
We will give them a chance for life by letting them play the game.
They haven't been this excited since the McRib came to their city.
You have been shown the course you will travel. When the rope is cut, the prisoners will start running. Upon my command, the children of Parmistan may begin their pursuit!
But first, here's Hank Williams Jr. to sing, "Are You Ready for Some Blood Sport?"
Is Thor gonna be here?
Superman? I don't know, I haven't seen him.
Let's hope he makes it.
I hear there's a ton of crazies we've gotta go through.
It's called Branson, Missouri.
Silence.
The running of the Zach Galifianakis's.
Oh, sure, they're into human hunting now, but as soon as they hear about cornhole, that'll be the new fad.
They're all rushing to buy foam fingers and $6 hot dogs before the action starts.
Yep, everyone's excited except for the town horse poop cleaner.
No one ever says hello to Flag Guy.
I named my spear Brittany. What did you name yours?
Shut up, Ron.
Parmistan. Come for the game, stay for the dying plant life.
I've heard corn parkour is really popular in Iowa.
These horses, also criminals. They were given the choice between the glue factory or co-starring in Gymkhana.
He'll be killed!
And you will be too if you try to help.
Oh, why'd you stab my butt cheek?
Damn it, Fezzik was supposed to meet me here to carry me up.
Not even gonna give me a good job? Screw you, Flag Guy.
Robin Hood, Prince of Dicks?
He took the last break room donuts.
The rules. The prisoners were in the next stage of the game. He should have waited until they're on the plane above. We'll go there now.
It's good to know that integrity is important to their murder game.
Gotta find that safe house that Snow White told me about.
Movie's got more rope than Alfred Hitchcock's rope.
It's a lot of rope.
So this is CrossFit, huh? Take a pass.
Warrior is in the same stage as a prisoner. He can kill him if he can.
If he's a warrior, shouldn't he be shooting at the walls of heartache?
Bang, bang.
You know, I don't condone any of this, but at least it gets them all out of the house. Healthy.
Oh, he was full of funfetti.
Well, that didn't hold us from the banquet very long.
We really are a terrible country.
Yeah, everyone laughed when medieval times declared itself a sovereign nation, and yet, here we are.
So the whole town came out to watch them eat?
Yeah, they'll like the game, but their favorite pastime is milling around.
How the director's cut of Babe ended.
That'll do. This is how rival butterfly collectors solve their disputes.
Hans Gruber, the early years.
Whoa, ho, take it easy, Kurt. Don't chug it like that.
Gallagher is very popular here. Like Jimmy Osmond in Japan.
See, this is the response I expect every time I try on a new shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ever since the King instituted Taco Tuesdays, he's been beloved by all.
Ah, yes, thank you. Cheer, or I will execute your firstborn. Thanks for coming.
I would like to heartily welcome you all to my country.
Enjoy our undiscovered diseases.
Great success in the game tomorrow. You are all men of courage and skill.
You've already shown that by surviving.
Surviving the difficult journey into this country. Yakmala!
Yakmala is their version of What's up?
Your Excellency. My father, Colonel Cabot. He came here to play the game. What happened to him?
I'm afraid he did not, Yakmala.
Your father was a superb competitor. He would have belonged at this table of champions tonight. But he was not victorious.
So instead, he'll be the third course on the table of champions tonight.
Let us all wish his son good fortune.
This is the kind of country that ends up accidentally worshipping a clock radio, isn't it?
This country sends us criminally insane there.
Oh, like we do with Philadelphia.
They're a bunch of goddamn cannibals.
Oh, you're stuffing a turkey for them, huh?
Haha, medieval Geraldo Rivera is amused.
I would like to announce the wedding of my daughter, the Princess Rivali.
Princess Peach was happier to be hooked up with Bowser.
Can we also have running water?
Nope, sorry, just third-rate Hunger Games.
Damir is the lucky groom.
I mean, you really thought I was going to end up with a gymnast?
Princess goes with rock, but paper covers rock. Damir wins again.
Behold the traditional inspection of the bride's armpits. I
All right, Random Dude is here, and weirdos in jester costumes. Is this night nuts or what?
This guy has definitely participated in competitive hot dog eating.
I was hoping for the Macho Man, but he'll do.
Burned by Thorg. Now that's rock bottom.
Forgive my tardiness, great Khan. I hope I have inconvenienced you.
It is our honor to have you with us. Please, sit down.
You're just in time for the amuse-bouche.
Jonathan Cabot, I've admired you since Munich.
Munich? I'll just sit down, I guess.
Oof.
Oh, my God. Embarrassing. I just really wanted to...
Oh, boy. What a doof.
I really admire. Jeez. Just drink my stuff here.
He really is the worst.
I feel ridiculous. Well, I do this anytime I'm about to eat corned beef and cabbage.
It's true, I've seen it.
Oh, wow, I hate it when I sit on my car keys. This is the Gymkata version of Dance Floor Lasso.
First prize is you marry the princess. You want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives.
You must understand. She's mine.
It's not over yet. So put your hardware back in your pants.
How dare you call my Zubas pants?
You will take me to the Princess Rivali.
And for the love of God, stop Marty Feldmaning.
Yeah, they may still live in mud shacks, but their decorative oval window game is quite strong.
Can you escape notice in a hallway by backing away?
Going by just the set here, Cabot has snuck into another movie entirely.
Don't be afraid. Tell the princess to meet me in the garden.
Then why'd you make me bring you all the way over here?
I got your message. She said,
it's a political
no
marriage.
Tongue.
Traditionally, the daughter of the Khan marries his closest aide.
Why can't he break with tradition?
I he just stopped in to see what condition your tradition was in.
The 20s.
The young people, they want our country to join the 20th century.
This dump isn't ready to join the 16th century. I mean...
It's funny, but this marriage... which is supposed to help unify our country, will tear it apart.
Why?
Well, let's let Prince Harry and Meghan feel this one, shall we?
The faction trying to overthrow my father, but father refuses to believe it.
What's he gonna do?
Well, leave me a bunch of money, hopefully.
Father plans to announce a new era for our country tomorrow, after the game. An era that combines the best of the old and the new.
That sounds intelligent.
Does it really, though? I don't think so. I'm
sure that tomorrow's game... will be so deadly and so violent that no one will survive.
It's not gonna happen.
Don't play tomorrow.
Also, don't cry out loud. Don't tongue out Superman's cape, etc.
Wouldn't I be killed anyway? Do you think they're just gonna allow me to walk out of here? I'll win.
And then they'll kill me.
Go.
Now to steal some flowers and make my room more inviting than Zamir's.
Don't trample my azaleas!
Could have just bonked their heads together, but fine.
Damn it, Tony! I think I got your horn again. It tastes like mustache wax and head cheese. Ugh.
It seems that Thorg spent the night inflating himself.
Behold the cast of the not-so-amazing race.
He's wearing his very finest dead badger on his head.
So whatever happened to her Indonesian mother?
Better not to ask.
Still more sophisticated than your average Eurovision audience.
Are you ready for the game?
Are you ready to rumble?
All the tension of your average episode of Supermarket Sweep.
Today is a very special day. Not only will we play the most important game in our history,
but margaritas are half off for club members.
As the star of Gymkhana, can you really say you've ever been alive?
Princess was out last night. Someone else was out in the grounds as well.
Do you like my Chex Mix necklace?
Death becomes you.
Now I will light the ceremonial fart.
Ancient tradition of Parmistan. Let the game begin!
And the Kenyan runners are already out to an insurmountable lead.
That's for admiring me ever since Munich.
Now the farming challenge. Thresh for your life!
Samir, stop! You are breaking the rules! You must pursue on my command!
That's how it feels trying to get people to play by the actual rules in Monopoly.
Stop putting money on the free parking space! It isn't part of the game!
Oh, great. Now we got some knights from John Borman's Excalibur to deal with.
Is this like Planet of the Apes? Only with humans.
Wow.
Come back. We want to tell you about Princess Rubali's interesting background. Her mother was Indonesian.
I want it.
And then I want a balloon, a big red one.
We better hurry before Kevin Costner turns all this into a magic baseball field.
We were supposed to be making a circle?
I didn't hear anything about a circle.
Don't ask me. It's my first day.
This circle sucks.
It's not our fault!
Hey,
Yeah, this field's got him crawling with ticks and mites, or even in his underpants, but he's got to play it cool for the men.
There he is!
His plan to just stand in one place looking dopey didn't work.
He who Gymkhana's behind the rose.
Safe!
Bright orange tracksuit. Might as well have a giant bullseye on your back.
How are the horses going to climb the ropes, you dummies?
Quick Cirque du Soleil routine, then back to running for your life.
See, when you scream like that, you're just ensuring that your death will be giggled at. Not recommended.
The Olympic opening ceremonies have really gotten out of hand.
They go through so many ropes this way.
That's why they can only afford to have the game once a year.
Hemorrhoids can feel like a burning rope headed straight up your ass.
The resulting wildfire has burned the entire country of Parmistan to the ground, and nobody in the world noticed.
They broke the rules. Kill them.
Damn it.
Aw, shucks.
Gee golly and heck.
Can't believe these murderous ninjas won't play by the rules.
Minor character from The Sopranos, run!
Hurry! Thanks, kid. Hadn't occurred to me.
Rod Blagojevich, you should have hurried.
He's late for his job holding up the slow sign for a road crew.
Hey, I got a flag. Okay, later.
Why do all the other athletes look like Little League coaches?
So this morning he thought, I might die today, and this is the tracksuit I want to die in.
Looks like Thorg duct taped his wrist.
This is pretty weird, Thorg.
What's your deal?
Well, that's not terribly sporting of you. I say, this is most irregular.
Damn, he's got great vision.
It's all part of being a world-class gymnast.
And Philippe Petit just jogs right across.
The sword.
The sword that came with my Aladdin Halloween costume. Quickly.
Hurry along, Cabot. You don't have a great deal. Time.
No, I am still filing a formal complaint with the rules committee.
The guy from Free Solo is just rolling his eyes at this.
His kicks sound like gunshots. He really is good.
He's moving in slow-mo. Easy to catch.
It's a living!
Thorg buys his clothes from the Hans and Franz collection at Penny's.
Don't make Thorg spit blood on Thorg's sweater vest.
A little film trivia. The river running through this is the same river from A River Runs Through It. Oh, yeah.
Well, the face kicks aren't doing much. Maybe just run like hell, or...
Thorg is just Mark McGuire if he kept going with the steroids.
What's the signal for illegal belt choking? Oh, well, too late.
Flag guy is remembering his ex-girlfriend. He's got sad.
Hey, he's breathing. Come back and finish the job, Thorg.
Thorg.
Guy with the flag did it. Bye.
Oh, Thorg love autumn. Leaves crunching beneath Thorg's feet.
I should have joined a climbing gym, Kata.
Well, he should have.
Okay, all right. Don't lash out.
The finish line for you is right here, Cabot.
Out of the way, Thorg.
Also, Thorg, that's how you really talk?
Thorg is from Dayton, Ohio.
Another epic fight to the death for, what was it again? Satellite positioning?
I don't know.
Hear the only sound of axe out in the air.
Wasn't an axe? No fair.
The audio from earlier in the movie confused him.
Whee!
Should have gone to grad school.
Oh, home now.
Don't be hasty.
Oh, no. What the heck was my line?
Gomez!
Oh, no, that wasn't it. Darn it.
Here we are. Cuckoo's nest. Eh?
My arm is so tired.
Yeah. Don't waste your breath.
I need some icy hot. I'm dying.
To the crazies. You'll never get out alive.
Sir? Are you talking to us? That was pretty quiet.
Actually, a pretty spacious road for Europe.
Part of his training was to slowly approach an alley.
Would you just enter the village of the crazies?
Ooh. Can you beat up a portcullis?
Okay, an alley, an archway. Next, he'll slowly approach a geodesic dome.
Free goatskin. Free goatskin. Dude, free goatskin, right?
Really?
Oh, hey, buddy. I know Black Phillip. Wouldst thou like to live deliciously? $5. Huh? Sir? Go to hell.
Well, it's 1985, so I guess he just saw Fletch.
Got a job with Jacko. Good for him.
It's a leaving.
Free sheepskin. Free sheepskin. Oh, why do I bother?
The original video doorbell.
Now, what kind of town is this? No balance beam, no rings or uneven bars. Savages.
Cossack Chicken Man is my favorite character so far.
Yeah, I'm guessing you saw that scene where I frolicked with the princess. Yeah, I get it.
He's winding up for a Bobcat Goldthwait routine.
No, idiot. Jesus said your right hand. Try it again. Oh, wait, he can't because no hand here.
The edgiest high C ad campaign yet.
Do not go in there.
Remember when we were calling that tall, skinny guy the Stork? Good times, man. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Frederick. I'll be your crazy monk today. May I flay your skin while shrieking passages from Jeremiah?
Jim Cotta? What the hell is going on here?
Oh, thank God. I've been hanging up there for 6 years.
Okay, roughing up old peasants. I feel like he's slightly off mission here now.
Huh. Interesting.
It is?
Oh, no, not this. I was just thinking about how the princess's mother was Indonesian.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting.
Fascinating stuff.
This guy's doing the set of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
A Panera Bread. I'll come back for lunch.
This is where Thord reveals his branded underwear that he calls a Thord thong. It's gonna be great.
Can a guy get 1 minute to pee his name on an ancient stone wall?
Oh. Mr. Mayor, please.
Tom Baker weighs in with his crow impression. Thanks, Mr. Baker.
Wait, no crazy sound? What's wrong with you, man?
I think this guy made me a craft cocktail in Nashville once.
Ah, Gabe from the office. I should have known.
He's not beckoning you. He's just smelling his own breath.
And yet, when I wear that, I'm asked to leave the parent-teacher conference.
Tell the Burger King mascot I'm creepier than him.
The dialogue for this section just reads,
All right.
Okay, get your point.
Again, Thorg, I have really admired you since Munich!
I don't care at all. Take the hint, kid.
Wow. Did not expect the village of crazies to have a meatpacking district.
Hey, Chad, may I say, your belly is looking well marbled and smokable.
Shut up, Roger. Shut up.
Dorothy, no!
This is a very dark episode of All Creatures Great and Small.
Hope they use this shot for his Olympic in memoriam.
There's a pitchfork mob wandering the streets at all times, just waiting for something to happen.
I'm not even mad, but sure, I'll murder someone!
Keeps looking around like he expects to find an Amoco station to ask directions.
Okay, look, just give in and become a crazy. They seem happy and well-fed.
Thriving economy? Well, they may be nuts, but they know enough to obey the Kung Fu movie rule. Only one attacker at a time.
Oh, boy.
We were joking about the lack of gymnastic equipment.
There you go.
Why are you letting him kick you? You all have razor-sharp sides!
His tiny gymnast feet make a hell of a sound. He must wrap them in porterhouse steaks.
Please, hammer! Don't hurt him!
A kick? I wasn't expecting that.
Up on the wall. Lots of free skins there. Oh, Bill. Never mind.
Stick. He's stolen our most advanced weapon system.
Ah!
stupid effective weapon. Good riddance.
You missed me. Kick me.
Ghost of Christmas Present coming through.
It's a Community Theater Hieronymus Bosch painting.
Hey, we were on our way to Frankenstein's castle, but this looked like more fun.
I'm a cat, because even the dogs are crazy here. Whatever.
Meow.
They're right on my tail. Trust me, they are.
Guys, if there's a talking chihuahua voiced by George Lopez, all will be forgiven.
Wait, a Betamax rental store? They are crazy.
You know, I was hoping we'd get to see him running through the streets in silence. Thank you.
The Baja men call home. Yeah, honey, we're gonna be working late tonight.
Take us with you.
It's legal for them to have sex with us here. Help!
Whew, now I know why they call this place the Village of the Crazies.
Wait, what? They do?
Well, that's hurtful!
Our town is called New Bradensville.
Yeah!
Yeah, maybe your action heroes shouldn't grunt like they're losing their virginity at band camp.
Luke, remember your training.
I'm Cabot.
Oh, sorry. Wrong dweeb.
Finally, the introduction of Mr. James Cotta.
James Aloysius Cotta III. The head of Crazy Town, a guy who thinks Shot of Love is the best Dylan album. Ooh.
Kurt, he's unzipping. Get out of there.
Tinkle, 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 tinkle.
Michelangelo's The Creation of Cabot.
Stop that! You too!
Oh, well, turns out it's actually a beautiful day in the Village of the Crazies.
New Bradensville!
Dad, my God.
Can I borrow the car?
I knew you'd get here, Jonathan.
I don't know what's real anymore.
It's true enough. It was a nightmare in hell. Come on, we can drop over the wall from here.
It was a nightmare in hell. Pure Come torture. On. Say, how have the Mets been doing?
The guards are still in the stairway.
Protection.
In case Carmen Sandiego comes after you for stealing her coat.
You saw what Samir did. He doesn't want anyone to win. He doesn't care if they all kill one another. It's all the same to him.
I have always trusted him.
Dad, he looks like treason grew a beard.
You're a prisoner in your own palace.
Not true. Why are you saying such things?
Keep your voice down. He might hear you.
His own army. His, not yours.
For security reasons, yes.
And loyal to him, not to you. Father, look at them. Faces hidden from you.
That...
Gosh, I sure am a heck of a despot.
The American is our only chance. I will help him in any way I can.
Rubali, you must not do this.
Think of your interesting background.
So that guy with the falcon, what was his deal?
I miss him.
Grossi from Croc on lookout duty.
I was cut down trying to cross the gorge on one of those ropes. Trees along the way broke my fall. I got this useless arm out of it. Zymir's men captured me and were going to use me as diplomatic.
Dad, ease up on the backstory. There are 5 minutes left in the movie.
You'll never know.
I wish this had happened at the end of Mr. Holland's Opus.
Wench Annie.
Wench Annie? That's a terrible thing to call Ms. DeFranco.
It's crazy that Marlon Brando turned this role down.
This is it. Right.
Yep, we're on horses, kind of implied.
Bold of the movie to include a full Belmont Stakes in its runtime.
And Kurt Thomas is moving like a tremendous machine. Well, a simple machine. Well, Florence and the machine. I'll stop now.
I know why I tune into Gymkhana. For all the horse riding.
This is like casting Michael Jordan in Space Jam and making him play badminton.
And the horse lands, you guessed it, in a whitewater raft.
Do the leaves say that?
Murderer still gaining on me? Yep, glad I stopped to check.
And he sticks the dismount.
Cool sword. My peen bends the same way.
The horse is back. They're like, whatever you two kids are done. He's a horse.
Die, you bastard.
And who's that back?
The leaves, I think.
For saying I resemble buff Tom Green.
Baze?
I wish the Gorn captain had busted out moves like these.
Imagine how much cooler this movie would be if Kurt just wore a luchador mask the whole time.
Don't hurt my hideous Anakin Skywalker rat tail.
Kurt locks up the Slim Jim endorsement.
Yes, Your Majesty. Ow! Give me a chance to move!
traitor!
And so the Mel Brooks character mowed down the trained assassin.
I want a leather outfit like yours.
Yeah, maybe later, Dad.
Attention! Attention! That's the gun!
That's from my Indonesian mother. Provided me with an interesting background.
Seize them! Seize them! Samir's men are traitors!
Wow, suppressing a coup is fun as hell. I should have cleaned house years ago.
Stop them!
They're here! They're here! Down the street! Hurry! Hurry!
Yeah, kind of busy at the moment.
This is the kind of reception I demand from my kids when I solve the Junior Jumble.
Over here! Over here! It's coming! Look! Over here! Come on! Come on! It's coming!
He's just having a great time!
My TripAdvisor review is not going to mince words. I promise you that.
Maybe attend to the protruding arrow before you have your cutesy moment?
Oh, Christ, that was their goal. Well, it happened. The end.
Interesting backstory? That was dumb as hell.
But, counterpoint, Yakmala?
Oh, Yakmala. Of course, Mike. Of course.
Yes. Thanks for joining us, folks. If you happen to check this out on any unofficial channels, please head over to our site and chip in to make it right.
Based on a book? I can't.
It can't hurt you anymore, Bill.
Bye-bye!
It's time for Riff Tracks.
Copyright by Riff Tracks. All rights reserved.